Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we finished talking about Philip and his incomplete revelation of Jesus. But, my friend, you know, it was good enough. That would be Philip's revelation for Jesus to use to do what had to be done. All revelation is progressive. Let me say that again. All revelation is progressive. But God does not wait until we are fully mature in Him. Oh no, my friend. God uses us at whatever level of maturity He finds us. I'm really glad to that. I can tell you story after story of how God used me, in spite of my lack of knowledge or spiritual wherewithal, to know how the Spirit was moving. Yet in the end, as I looked in the rearview mirror, I can see God was glorified and His purpose and His plan for the situation was accomplished. Also last week, we ended talking about another revelation on that the Lord Himself asked and sought from the disciples. So this week we will pick up looking at the revelation Brother Peter had in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 17. Now, I like Brother Peter. I really do. Often I like to think I'm like Brother Paul, that great Bible teacher. But when it's all said and done, I act more like Brother Peter, quick to speak but saying nothing of any real depth unless the Lord intervenes. But in reality, you know, we all need to be like Jesus. But did you know that they say, and I wasn't there, but they say that Peter was the only disciple of the 12 to carry a sword. Peter always seemed to put his foot into his mouth. After Peter gets it right in a true revelation of Jesus in Matthew chapter 16, he then starts rebuking Jesus in verse 22. Then Peter took him, Jesus, and began to rebuke him, that would be Jesus, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But you know what? Jesus was talking about his death on the cross and being raised back to life on the third day. Can you imagine if Peter would have had his way with Jesus and Jesus had not gone to the cross? Peter was like most of us, we want Him our way and now. But Jesus knew how to deal with Peter and bring him out of himself into a low place where Jesus could speak truth to his heart. So now in Matthew 16, verses 13 through 17, we will read. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea of Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said unto Him, "That thou art John the Baptist, and some say Elias, and others say Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." And then He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood, or no man, has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Wow, what a revelation of Jesus. It was not complete, but it was 100% true and full of authority. Wow, Judas, so much to unpack in these verses that have critical impact upon Peter and the disciples and even us, and especially upon Peter's revelation. In verse 17, Jesus calls Peter not by his name, but Simon Barjona. Wow. Do you know that Jesus never called Peter by his given name? Here Jesus calls Peter Simon, or old man of the flesh, and then refers to him as a wild golden dove from the island of Barjona. Now, on this island, Barjona, live these wild, very beautiful golden doves that cannot be tamed. They are wild. They come and go. They as they please. Nothing can tame them. Nothing can bring them into an order. Jesus was making reference to Peter's character. being wild, always speaking first, usually out of order. But Jesus also noted how beautiful his spirit is, unbroken and childlike and honest. Now, already God the Father had already given his testimony as to Jesus and called him his beloved Son. And we can see that in Matthew 3:17 and John 12:28 and Matthew 17:5. But it did not register in the hearts or in the minds of the people. That is so true today. God gives testimony as to his beloved Son, both by word that's written and spoken and by sign, but it has no response or it has no meaning in the hearts of millions of people in Jesus' time and in our time today. They had no ears to hear. In verse 13, the question is concerning out to the public, whom do men say the Son of Man is? Then Jesus pins the disciples down. He goes right for their heart. But whom say ye? So he comes to us, each as individuals, in his very specific dealings and asks us that same question. Now let us remember, Peter is of the same stock and as the other disciples, that even though he liked to believe that he was the leader and he had the final say in all of the important issues of the day, just like many of us are. He heard the messages. His background and his teaching had been the same. Again, he heard the same messages and saw the same miracles and manifestations of Christ. But something had been happening to Peter. All of those hindering traditions and earthly ideas and notions have been like blinders on his eyes of Peter. And so often when Jesus was teaching and working, you know, I believe Peter got some little flashes of truth and light past those blinders and tradition. And now we all know Peter's boldness and his unstudied actions and speech. And for a long time, he held the same views of the other disciples. You know, they knew Jesus to be a great prophet. All the people said that. They were willing to accept him, Jesus, as their Messiah and long to see him, Jesus, take his rightful position and usher in the kingdom. But I believe God had been dealing with Peter and was weaning him away from this hopeful traditions which so far had blinded his fuller revelation. Yes, Peter saw more in his wonderful teacher and prophet and Messiah. Would he dare, in the presence of the disciples, to speak out his inner conviction or thought of whom God had made so clear to him? Yes, the time had come. And best of all, it is the Lord himself who provokes the question. What a marvelous moment in the life of Peter. As usual, the temperament of Peter is so evident. He dares. He speaks out in no uncertain tongue. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He has now exposed himself and spoken the inner conviction of his hungering, thirsting heart. Oh, how the heart of Jesus must have leaped for sheer joy and deep satisfaction to hear such a dynamic testimony poured out into him. Wow. So today, what is your testimony of Jesus? Yes, what is your testimony of Jesus? Is it what Peter blurted out? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Or is it something different? Maybe it's the man upstairs. Maybe it's the man upstairs. Or maybe it is a type of a glorified Santa Claus that loves us and wants to give us the desires of our heart, no matter the end result to our spirit and our soul. You know, there are many revelations of Jesus today. Each denomination seems to sponsor their own and then say, everyone else's denomination revelation is wrong. Well, my friend, this will never do. You know, there is only one revelation of Jesus, and that was the one that Peter had, and which was not unlike Philip's also. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. Amen. More next week on Peter's revelation and what it means to us. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that the Word of God has touched your heart and is conforming you more into the character and the image of your dear son and my dear son, Jesus Christ. Tune in next week more on Progressive Revelations. Amen.